at work on Capitol Hill. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. The Senate is back from its August recess, facing an approaching deadline to pass a government funding package.
Congress has until the end of the month to settle on a short-term spending bill needed to keep government open beyond October 1st.
Democrats are going to work in good faith to avoid even a hint of a shutdown. And it is my expectation that our Republican colleagues will do the same.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer notes additional funding requests for the COVID response and Ukraine assistance could also be needed during the short pre-election work session. Democrats have also signaled a desire to codify into law Supreme Court protections for same-sex marriage. That would require 60 votes in the Senate and support from at least 10 Republicans to overcome a filibuster.
Fox's Jared Halpern in Washington. Attorney General Maura Healey won the Democratic primary for Massachusetts governor today, bringing her one step closer to becoming the first openly gay candidate and the first woman elected to the state's top political office. In November, she'll face either former state representative Jeff Deal, who is endorsed by former President Trump, or businessman Chris Doty. A man accused of abducting a Memphis mother and teacher while she was jogging last week is now also charged with killing her. Officials today saying a body found yesterday was identified as that of Eliza Fletcher.
While most of us did not know her prior to this tragedy, through the course of the recent investigation, we got a small glimmer into the light that she was to her family and friends and community.
FBI Special Agent in Charge Judge Kornetsky, suspect, Cleotha Abston, was arrested over the weekend, now charged with kidnapping, murder, and several other charges. Seattle Public Schools canceled tomorrow's first day of school after teachers voted to authorize a strike over issues including pay, mental health support, and staffing ratios. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The UN Atomic Watchdog Agency is urging Russia and Ukraine to establish a nuclear safety and security protection zone around the Zaporizhia power plant amid mounting fears the fighting could trigger catastrophe. It said shelling should stop immediately. Labor Day weekend air travel was back to pre-pandemic levels.
The TSA reports screening more than 8.7 million passengers at airports Friday through Monday. That's 6% more than Labor Day weekend 2019 and the most for a holiday weekend since the pandemic started. Friday was the busiest day of the four. TSA says 91% of passengers got through standard screening lines in under 15 minutes. TSA also reports 67 firearms intercepted at airports over the weekend, on track for the year to break last year's record. Chris Foster, Fox News.
The Biden administration is strongly encouraging Americans to get the updated COVID boosters.
The White House COVID-19 response coordinator, Dr. Ashish Jha, says go ahead and get the COVID booster and flu shot at the same time.
I really believe this is why God gave us two arms, one for the flu shot and the other one for the COVID shot.
Dr. Jha says the U.S. is the first nation with new vaccines that target the Omicron variant and that the vaccine will remain free. Other leaders say over 90% of Americans will be within 5 miles of a vaccine provider and appointments will be widely available within the next week or so. Dr. Anthony Fauci believes we're heading towards a path where COVID shots should be taken every year, like the flu shot. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
California Governor Gavin Newsom has signed into law a measure giving more than 500,000 fast food workers more power and protections. A new law creates a 10-member fast food council with equal representation from workers and employers and two state officials. They have the power to set minimum standards for wages, hours, and working conditions in California. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.